This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Worldwide demonstrations calling for action against climate change kicked off Friday in Australia, where tens of thousands gathered across the country.
At that first strike, I said that this was just the beginning, that we would keep striking, keep taking action, and do everything we could to avert this crisis. And today shows that we have followed through with that promise.
The protests happening in cities around the world are calling for action to guard against climate change and happening ahead of a UN summit in New York. Hundreds of students across the Czech Republic skipped classes on Friday to demonstrate for the changes.
You know, the future, if we will study and do nothing with climate crisis, we will study for nothing because everything will be destroyed by climate crisis.
Meanwhile, hundreds of protesters marched through the streets of Johannesburg, South Africa, demanding the local government declare a climate emergency.
Climate justice is about ensuring that my children and my children's children and their children have a planet to live on that's healthy.
The worldwide climate strike will culminate in New York when 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg, who's been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize for her activism, will spearhead a rally at the United Nations headquarters. The Zimbabwean doctor whose disappearance sparked off a wave of doctors' protests across the country has reappeared alive. VOA Zimbabwe Services Live Talk program spoke to Dr. Peter Mugombayi, who is the president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. The doctor said he could not remember exactly what happened to him or how he ended up where he was. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump treated Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison to a lavish White House visit Friday, celebrating their country's, quote, unbreakable bond. As the two countries' leaders addressed the media, Trump answered questions on his actions with Iran, the president saying he believes he's showing strength by not attacking.
I think it shows far more strength to do it the way we're doing it. And again, whether it's next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks doesn't make any difference. Whether it's now or in 3 weeks doesn't make any difference. But I think the strong person's approach and the thing that does show strength would be showing a little bit of restraint.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday there is enormous consensus that Iran was responsible for the middle-of-the-night missile and drone attacks last weekend that at least temporarily knocked out half of Saudi Arabia's oil production. Pompeo has also met with leaders in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates to discuss the situation. A report by the Washington Post cites a U.S. intelligence community whistleblower saying President Trump made a promise to a foreign leader, presumably Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The newspaper citing two former U.S. officials familiar with the matter. Now, a key U.S. House Democrat is accusing the Trump administration of withholding serious whistleblower complaints. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The head of the House Intelligence Committee's warning he's ready to go to court to force the Trump administration to release information about a whistleblower complaint surrounding President Trump and a conversation with a foreign leader. Adam Schiff says the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community labeled the complaint serious and urgent. But when Michael Atkinson appeared before the committee yesterday, he said he was under administration orders not to discuss the complaint.
That was the AP's Jackie Quinn. Tropical storm Imelda brought severe flooding to the U.S. state of Texas and left at least two people dead. That according to reporting by the Associated Press. Rescue crews in the Houston area used boats to reach stranded drivers and families trapped in their homes. This pastor is helping with the efforts and spoke to KFDM-TV.
Our first responders are just incredible. They've been working house fires. They've been working rescue. We have more on the way.
Officials in Harris County, which includes the city of Houston, said there had been a combination of at least 1,700 high water rescues and evacuations to get people to shelter as the duration and intensity of the rain caught many by surprise. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Music.